It was about 10 weeks ago on the 24th of February that the war in the Ukraine began. Russia wanted to invade and take over, and the people of the Ukraine have been suffering. About 6,000 temporary visas to Ukrainians were allowed here in Australia, and the latest figures show about 1,600 have arrived. There's actually a family in Queensland, in Noosa, who have opened up their home for some refugees from the Ukraine, and their names are Karen and Mark Woolley, and they join us right now. How are you?
Very well. It's just getting ready for school drop-off, Gabby, so things are busy in this household all of a sudden.
And look, it hasn't been busy in your house like that for a while because your kids are all grown up, but now you have Nadia, who is a mother, and you have Jenya, who is 6 years old, and you have taken them into your home. They were refugees. They were displaced. They're from Odessa, over 14,000 kilometres away. What inspired you to open your home to complete strangers?
Well, I think like many Queenslanders and your listeners probably watching the news, and it seemed so far away, and you just saw mothers and children trying to escape, and you're a bit dumbfounded in your comfortable living room watching the TV from Australia and thinking, what could we do? And there's obviously donations for this cause and many other causes, but we also came across a website that asked, could you offer accommodation? And we had an empty nest. It didn't stay an empty nest for long. And we had two spare bedrooms, and we spoke to our son and our daughter and said, how would you feel about giving up your rooms so when you come back on holidays, they won't be there anymore? We're thinking of offering them to Ukrainian refugee family. And of course, our son Jordan and daughter Madison were all for that. And as we said, I said to Mark, you know, maybe just Google how we can help. And he filled out a form online, hit send. And very quickly, we were told, would you be ready to go Monday? We've got a daughter. The mother has broken her leg as they've been escaping. That's limited English. And we looked at each other and went, well, we're all in. We will be ready.
So tell us a little bit about Nadia and Jenya's story. What happened with their escape from the Ukraine?
So they were I'm in Mariupol, and when the bombing started, they moved out of that to Odessa, and they were also trying to get their mother out of Mariupol, but she has stayed behind, and they waited for her to try and get her out, but eventually they decided for safety to get Jenya, the young daughter, out, that they left and moved into Moldova. And so their mum is still in Mariupol.
Which is the worst of the worst.
Is she okay?
Well, she's apparently hanging on.
Yeah, they've had limited contact with her.
They couldn't find her for 5 or 6 weeks with them. Emotionally devastating.
Yeah, and
Nadia.
And they did have, about a week ago, they had a friend of theirs in Mariupol notify them that she'd seen their mum and that she was still alive.
God, that must be so stressful for them to be in safety in your home, to know that Nadia's mother and little six-year-old Jenya, her grandmother, is in that situation. Tell us, how is the communication thing working out? Because they don't speak English and you don't speak Ukrainian.
Dobre den. We learned a little bit of Ukrainian phraseology before they arrived. But I guess one of the benefits of Queenslanders hosting Ukrainian families is that they will work on their English and they will improve because they have to. And so I'm amazed at how quickly Jenya, the little girl, is absorbing language at school. The school has been fantastic. You know, the teachers in their school holidays made little flashcards with Ukrainian language and English language pictures of I'm hungry, I'm sad, you know, I need to go to the toilet. Very practical things.
Wow.
And then, so she's going great. And a couple of phrases that she loves is, let's go. So when we're going to the playground. And we took her boogie boarding on her first day at Noosa. And she learnt, yes, please, because we'd race in on the boogie board and we'd say, would you like another turn? Yes, please.
Wow.
She's learning quickly.
It must be so great for you guys, empty nesters, to have a six-year-old running around the house again, and she sounds like an absolute sweetheart. We got to wrap it up, but Karen and Mark, if people want to do the same thing that you've done, just quickly, like, what did you Google?
Yeah, it's the Ukrainian Federation Societies of Australia, and we'll send some information to you, Kippo and Gab. You can put that on your website, and if anybody can, we need, as Gabby was saying, there's still many more refugees to come, so an offer of accommodation is a really good use of saving money and opening up your hearts and your homes.
You're wonderful people. Yeah. Karen and Mark, big love. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Bye.